it's this whole book here, he called it Sensible Cruising Designs, and there isn't many people that would tell you that Golden Ball's a sensible cruising design.
Why not?
Well, because she's kind of different. The thing about Herreshoff's designs is that if you're really honest with its application of what you're going to use it for, then it is a sensible cruising design. There isn't any doubt about it. But you've got to be really honest with what you want to do with this boat. This is a big sailing dinghy. This is a pure delight to sail. It would be absolutely wonderful. Live aboard, go duck shooting or sit up in the mangroves or, you know, reach along the coast at 10, 12 knots occasionally would be absolute fun. As a tropical boat, as to sail around the tropics in, God, she would be delightful, really. You know, the ability to sit in those lagoons with that draft, the ability to reach fast and comfortably between islands. I don't doubt her ocean-going ability.
Why not?
Well,
a lot of people would they not?
Yeah, I'd feel very comfortable with a hull that long, 46 feet, that beam, 50% ballast ratio, that rig, easy catch rig. There isn't any reason why you should lay her on the side. Like, you could if you really wanted to. You could, you know, Chris has done it in turn, I've done it in turn, you know. If you get hit with a puff, she will fall over. It's simple as that. And there's no reason for it. And if you're sailing at the point where she falls over, if you're doing 9 or 10 knots, the amount of positive buoyancy she's got is incredible. And even if you're silly enough to do it at a standstill, she's still got 50% ballast ratio anyway. So, no, I haven't any doubt of her ocean-going ability. I wouldn't take her around the Horn or into the Roaring Forties. She'd reach wonderfully in the 40s if she... But I'd certainly whip up to Tonga, and if I'm here, I'd whip round the Pacific and no worries at all. No, I haven't got any problems with that. But, you know, basking in a tropical lagoon parked up where nobody else can be and have 46 feet of boat around you, it would be kind of delightful. You know, you wouldn't to have that amount of living space and be able to park it where nobody else can ever be. It's got to be kind of nice.
And what is it that makes her able to park in?
Oh, a 2-foot draft on 46 feet. Yeah. Kind of radical stuff, but it's... she's still playing around with a 50% ballast ratio and at 46 feet, like, it is a big dinghy, but, you know, if you've capsized a 16-foot dinghy that had 50% ballast ratio, you know, even though the proportions don't really make a lot of sense, it'd be hard to do. It'd be really difficult to do something silly with that boat, even though she could scare you. Like, she has that ability. If you had the mainsail and mizzen set and sheeted hard in and were lifting the anchor and you got hit with a squall on the side, then she'd just go flop on the side. But you know, she has power to bring it back up. And that ability, she's like a big duck in the water. Like in a gale in the ocean, you'd hove to really comfortably with her. You'd run forever in her. She would just run so well. And, you know, surprisingly well. 200 mile day plus. So, no, I think it's a wonderful boat. If you ever want a 46 foot dinghy, just as a fun boat, you know, the sheer exhilaration of this thing would reach at 14 knots. You know, its sailing ability would surprise people. You know, you'd clean up in the tall ships with it because they just wouldn't expect it, anything should go that fast. There's nothing in it to stop it sailing. It's with that much underbody and that beam, that rig, 50% ballast ratio, it's just honk along. Delight. but pretty different from most boats. So most folk wouldn't agree with your enthusiasm for something like the Golden Bull, nor mine actually. You know, I think it's a great boat.